Biggie tells me Lisa Lanier is in the Netherlands. Full disclosure, I have no idea what that is. Everybody, when somebody says the Netherlands, I'm always like, oh. Yes.
Fancy.
Yes, love it there.
Not a clue. Is it Denmark?
It's one of those places?
I really don't know.
Did Germany bomb it?
Is it Holland? I really don't know what those things are. Let's find out. Lisa Lanier is with us. Where are you, Lisa? What's going on? Uh-oh. We don't have her. Is she there?
Is she there?
Uh-oh.
We had her.
Oh, she's there. There she is. Okay, good. That's good, too. Because we were worried about these.
You know what? I'm on hold. I always mute you, and then I sometimes forget to unmute you.
I can't tell you. I get that a lot.
Yeah. Okay. I was listening to how you can't change your car battery.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Well, anyways, Donkashon or whatever.
Yes. I bet I'm the most muted personality on the air.
I am about 45 minutes from Amsterdam in a town called Delft. Uh-huh. And it is known for, if you see these like these ceramics that are white with blue print, that's where they originated.
Oh, yes.
Is in this town of Delft. A lot of tile and stuff like that. There's I just climbed up 380 steps or something to the top of a church to look out over the town, and it's fantastic. But it is to your point, it's just above Germany.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so it is. And it consists of, you know, it's the land of windmills and canals and waterways. And
it's fascinating. She's always, many times she has done this report from far off places across the globe. Are you enjoying this trip, Lisa?
I really am. It's actually, it's one of my favorites. It's making the top, maybe three. I really am enjoying it.
Wow. Yeah. Is this the type of place, I know you told us, was it Iceland where you went or one of the Scandinavian countries?
Yes,
where
there, I love Iceland. Absolutely love Iceland.
Where was it? There was like no signage. You got near a cliff and if somebody fell off, your guide just said, we just lose.
That's Iceland. Yeah, that's Iceland. they believe that the way you get rid of stupid people is just don't put signs up for dangerous things.
Here we have uncharged batteries. That's how we get rid of stupid people.
Bingo.
That's how it's done. Speaking of people who maybe should examine how they're doing things, this pastor who is, I want to say he's from Florida. Anyway, he had an issue, and it was he had a little bit of an issue with his groin, and he went to ChatGPT, and they said, you should be fine. I think it's minor. Lay in your recliner. Months later, same type thing happened. He asked again, and they were like, I think this is a minor issue. Don't worry about it. This is what he says. ChatGPT told him he had some dizziness. And wound up, he had an embolism. So now he's suing, or he wants ChatGPT to no longer give out medical advice because he followed it. And then when he went to the doctor, the actual hospital, they said, oh, they gave you bad advice. Is he going to get anywhere with this, Lisa? What do you think?
It is one of the hottest areas in litigation right now, and people are suing under products liability, as though, you know, this ChatGPT is a product that's put into the stream of commerce. There are just dozens of new lawsuits that have recently been filed. Not many of them have made it through the courts. A few have been settled, and the state of Pennsylvania is actually suing ChatGPT for unauthorized practice of medicine. So it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of a toss-up right now how it's going to go. If this guy was in Iceland, they would say, let him go. Stupid people should not be going to, ChatGPT for medical advice. But what they found was, because he had the whole conversation saved, the ChatGPT manipulated his face to really make him believe in what it was telling him. And it was the worst possible advice that you could give someone that has a pulmonary embolism. And the way he laid in the recliner with his feet elevated, it made it travel to his heart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was. So he basically had, when you have a pulmonary embolism, it's much like a heart attack. Mm-hmm. It traveled to the heart lung, area. And so it was it was pretty nasty. But all these lawsuits are pending. We don't really know. I'll tell you that ChatGPT, their big defense is that in their contract, their user agreement, which forms a contract, of course, there's two big things, a disclaimer and then also an indemnity clause that says that basically if they hurt you and you get a judgment against them, you'll indemnify them. You'll reimburse whatever they have to pay you, which basically means you don't get anything.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't seem right, you know. But yeah. But our thought was, don't they say, wouldn't you think at the end of every ChatGPT instruction, ChatGPT is not a doctor if you feel like you should go to a doctor?
We don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's in the disclaimer that nobody reads, right? The user agreement.
Yeah.
But they did settle with, I don't know if you remember, there were quite a few teenagers that did some self-harm after talking extensively to ChatGPT about their mental health situation. Mm-hmm. And basically, ChatGPT encouraged them to do self-harm, and they settled with those folks. And so we'll see. I mean, if this, you know, with the state of Pennsylvania coming after them and dozens of other people coming after them for the same thing, and it all revolves around medical issues and bad advice around that. So we'll have to see. It remains to be seen.
Would it be wrong, do you think, if I'm in charge of one of these AIs or all these AIs, ChatGPT or any of the others, Google, whatever it might be, to just say when someone Googles or asks ChatGPT a medical question that the response is always, we're not doctors, go see your own physician to get real results? Would that be the prudent thing to do?
Yes, that would overcome a big angle on the product's liability, which is a failure to warn, because they put a big disclaimer out there and they warn you.
Yeah.
The problem is currently these AI bots do the opposite. They try to talk you into believing their advice. I mean, and that's what the guy said here.
Yeah.
That they knew, you know, I guess he said he was a pastor or whatever, and they used that, this bot did, to try to convince him to listen to their advice.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Lord is on your side.
Yeah, right.
Prop those feet up.
Prop your feet up. You're
exactly.
fine.
Exactly.
Biggie uploaded a picture of his scrotum 2 weeks ago, and it brought the internet to it and sneezed.
Yeah.
I can say, I'll tell you that right
and
now.
ChatGPT is even like, you should see a doctor.
I have no advice for you.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
First time I've been stumped. I cannot answer
this
question.
I didn't think it could get that red.
It's like no scrotum we've ever seen. There's another case today. A woman in Baltimore, I could not wrap my head around this. Her name's Christina Moore. She wants Five on Your Side to take a look at her issue, and they said, sorry, sweetheart. We'll do the story, but we're not going to intervene for you.
We appreciate the story. It's great.
Yeah,
it's really take it off.
You know, we're going to quote you and everything, but we're not getting involved with this. She inherited her dad's house, which came along with a water bill that was $228,000. So, of course, the woman, when Five on Your Side got there, said, I can't sell this house.
It's overwhelming because my property has no value to it.
And Five on Your Side said, man, you're on your own.
Good luck.
Tough break.
I said, good luck.
But it's like every house in the neighborhood, her meter was the one that gets charged, and she owes $228,000. But I couldn't quite understand it. Is she on the hook for all this money, Lisa?
So she's not personally on the hook for it. So when someone dies and there is a debt attached to a piece of property like that, you don't have to come out of your pocket to pay it, but it is a lien on the property. And so she cannot sell the property without that first being paid. And so that's the problem. It does not cause her to go into any kind of debt personally, but it encumbers her from being able to sell the property. And what happened was, this is so where the meter is located is where the entire bill is considered to originate. And this man's meter was for the entire 37 property condominium townhouse association for the HOA. They used his address, and it was an error. The HOA should have used their business address, but this has been going on for years, and there's some money mismanagement going on because the HOA has collected for the water bill all this time and racked up a $228,000 unpaid water bill. So there's a big problem there. But what she's going to have to do is hire an attorney, and because the city of Baltimore already said, too bad, like, we're not doing anything about this. You're going to have to take it to court.
No one will help this woman.
Nobody will help her.
No.
So she's going to have to get an attorney and sue and get it basically a declaratory judgment that the city made an error and that this has to be changed. So it's going to cost her a lot of money, probably not $228,000, though, so it'll be worth it. But she's in a tough spot.
What a pain.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Money and time that you, of course, don't have. You got to cut through all that red tape. Just bad luck for her and somebody else mismanaged.
Her dad just died.
Her father just died.
Yeah.
I mean, she's at her wit's end, and nobody will give her any help on this. Here's a woman, too. This is more injury law. A Louisiana woman suffered a serious injury. She was on a rope swing during an excursion in Honduras. She was on a cruise, and she went to Honduras, and she went onto the rope swing. And when she did, she had the rope now between her legs. And when she went out on the rope swing, she said she felt a twinge and tried to smile and laugh through it. But later, her genitals swelled up so badly that she was unable to walk.
Wipe that smile right off her face.
Yes. Yes, it did. After being treated on board the cruise ship for over a day, she was billed thousands of dollars. She said she didn't get very good care, and she and her boyfriend had to pay for an emergency flight home, which cost thousands more dollars, and she had to have surgery in Florida and again where she lives in Louisiana. This rope did a number on her genitals.
I believe there's video of this, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw the video. Yeah.
I mean,
the video's terrible. I posted mm-hmm. some pictures of it, too. And it was like a safety rope in addition to the rope that she was kind of jumping, you know, and hanging on. So there were two ropes. And it actually injured her pelvis as well as her, you know, her hoo-ha. Mm-hmm. And it was terrible. I mean, it was straight up terrible. And she has a $50,000 flight where they helicoptered her because her choice was to go to the hospital in Honduras, which not appealing, right?
Yeah.
And or she could go, there was a stop in Mexico. She could try to go there.
Nope.
Or she could take a $50,000 helicopter ride to Fort Lauderdale, which she did. They also, to add insult to injury, Carnival socked her with a $3,500 bill for the doctor that saw her on the ship. And there's no liability here. There's nobody. I mean, you could go after the tour operator in Honduras, but good luck with that. I mean, that's a dead end. And so because Carnival, this wasn't a Carnival sponsored trip. She just or excursion. She went out and found this excursion on her own. And it was a horrific injury. It was nothing. I can't believe she walked away from it.
God.
The lesson to me, once again, is never do anything that's not a cruise sponsored excursion.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say never do anything.
Oh, well, that's true.
You could stop right there.
Stop right there.
The lesson is never do anything.
Don't jump off a ledge when there's a rope between your legs like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, it's terrible.
But any time we hear this where it winds up, mm-hmm. they're like, by the way, it was not a cruise line sponsored excursion.
You did.
So,
and that's exactly what the cruise line wants to hear.
Well, that's
all the.
So she can't do anything, go after Carnival, even for bad treatment? Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, she. Unfortunately, you know, this is where, you know, you can buy health insurance for these situations, and it's usually pretty inexpensive. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy the full, like, trip cancellation insurance, but like I bought health insurance for my family while we're in the Netherlands because our Blue Cross Blue Shield plan probably ain't going to pay for a bill here.
Right.
And it was not expensive, I mean, for the whole family. So, I mean, I would say, you know, that's your best bet, especially if you're going to travel someplace out of the country. Because what are you going to do? You know, you got a $50,000 helicopter bill that she's going to have to eat.
And she's going to have to pay that. She's horribly injured, had surgeries and all that.
And she's got shredded hoo-ha. Yeah.
Oh, it's the case of Honduras versus hoo-ha.
You know, if I was Carnival, I'd give her $150 off her next cruise as like a sorry about your shredded hoo-ha discount.
They're gonna give her a coupon for an excursion. Yeah. You know,
hey, if you book by Christmas, we'll give you $150 off.
Right.
Oh God. That sounds like something like Chinese food. I'll have shredded hoo-ha and fried rice. Oh, God. That is terrible. I really feel badly for that. I feel awful for her.
Terrible.
Lisa Lanier, this shredded hoo-ha story is going to stick with me.
That's going to haunt.
Man, that is a haunting story. You're in the Netherlands. What time is it there?
It is 2:21 in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. And what do you have planned for the rest of the day?
We are at the Delft Tile. I'm going to make my own tile. We do all these little family kind of activities, and one of my family's got a birthday today. We're celebrating that, just to relax and having fun.
Fantastic.
Hopefully there's some alcohol on the agenda later.
I'm sure there will be.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yeah. I'm going to have a fight with my wife. And
oh yeah, Lisa, he's starting his vacation, but
it's a lot different.
Yeah,
pick up a battery.
Ironically, he might end up on the tile. when his wife kicks him square in the nuts.
Yeah, but. I mean, I'm going to be kicked in the nuts, and we're going to be driving to the beach and getting there very, very late.
Yep.
In a car that we can't rely on.
No.
All right, so.
Is that the same car that's got the dead battery?
It is. Yes, that's the one. Yes. And, well, and one has dead brakes. Yeah. Bad brakes and dead battery. So,
just like your trip.
Enjoy the tile.